steel runners, and we could make a track up there and maybe go for a quarter of a mile and over the tops of these big boulders. And I haven't seen that much snow for many, many years. You know?
Yeah.
But
are there different?
By and large, this is, our weather is pretty nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We have sun how many days of the year?
I don't know how many days a year.
350 days of the year, they say, something like
yeah.
that.
Do you get many summer storms at all? Storms in the summer?
This past summer, we've had a bunch of them. We've just, the monsoons come up from Arizona. Yeah, we've, and a year ago, last summer, it was so terribly dry. Everybody was pleading for rainstorms, and they just didn't materialize. And consequently, the old-time ranchers had about a 50% hay crop, and that's what they depend on to feed their animals in the winter. Hmm. So they were in trouble. A lot of them trying to buy hay from other areas. But this year it was a bumper crop of hay.
Yeah,
it was a good year.
Good. In the summer, is it just rain you get when you get these storms, or?
Oh yeah, and sometimes hail.
Okay.
Sometimes hail.
And in winter, it's just snow.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Do you talk about different types of snow? Like if it's wet or dry, do you talk
about? Oh yeah, yeah. And I think that's largely dependent on the temperature, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If it's terribly, terribly cold, it seems like the snow is drier, you know.
Okay. how cold does it get around here in the winter usually?
You know, in 1979, Sid and Becky, they were on the ranch down here between Swatch and Moffett, and we were talking this winter, and Sid said for 30 days straight in the daytime it never got above zero.
Mm-hmm.
And there were nights when it got down 30 and 35 below.
Mm-hmm.
And he and Becky were cabin out, and they had just a cabin there, a pretty nice warm cabin, and they'd bring those baby calves in and put them in cardboard boxes and put them next to the kitchen stove, and sometimes even put them in the shower stall to warm them up when they were born out there in the freezing cold storm. So, and as a boy, we had some real tough winters, but that was back in the 30s.
Well, I think Rena said this winter they had some 30 below.
Did she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did.
Mm-hmm. What are some?
We got down to about 10 or 15 below this winter.
Yeah.
What are some problems that people can have when it's really cold and they're exposed to it around here? What are things people talk about, medical problems?
Well, you know, you can certainly get frosted. You know, your feet can become frozen, your fingers and your
ears.
Yeah, your ears, and I guess main thing, you know, is you learned as a boy growing up here that you don't go out in the wintertime without a hat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's...
Yeah, what's called frostbite?
Yeah, frostbite.
Yeah. Right. Do you talk about something called hard freeze around here?
Hard freeze?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A killing frost or
okay,
hard freeze.
Okay, killing
yeah.
frost that you mentioned
yeah.
earlier.
Yeah.
What about a thaw? What's a thaw?
A thaw, yeah, that's when... like, you know, we refer to in the middle of the winter, it can just really be terribly cold day after day.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have a Chinook wind come through, and that is a warm wind that comes through, and that is a thaw.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that the old ranchers are always looking for, you know.
Yeah.
February thaw. January, February.
Okay. Yeah. Do you get a blue norther once in a while?